Welcome to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? Find out how in today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Shoulder to Shoulder, standing together in the battle for life and truth. Today's broadcast is an encore presentation. And now to begin today's Bible Answer Man, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And again, want to reiterate that these are two special days, yesterday and today, as we devote our energies to enlisting people to join us standing shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. We're asking people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. And when you do, I'll send you one of my books personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. The best way to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team is online at equip.org, or you can call one of our resource consultants. They're standing by at 888-7000 and the letters CRI. What I want to do is underscore the need for support. I want everybody listening to recognize just what is at stake. To do that, I want to think for just a moment about the Roman Empire. It was once invincible in power and in majesty. It was once the glory of the nations. It was an empire great in both its size and savage strength. It was ruler of the then known world and ruler with iron fist. And this was not for a mere 100 years. This was for the better part of a millennium. For 600 years, the city of Rome towered above the nations. It was adorned by seven wonders. It sparkled with pomp and circumstance. And invincibility was so certain that she bore the moniker Eternal. And as I speak about Rome, think about America. We might say many of those same things about where we are in the 21st century. But then the unthinkable happens. The Aryan hordes breached the walls. They sacked that immortal city. And the Romans looked on in utter disbelief at statues of deities who had proven impotent to save them. And Christians wondered if indeed the end of the world was now at hand. Rome did not fall all at once. But when it did fall, it was Christianity that built a new world order out of those ashes. The church, hardly a cultural imitator, but rather a cultural initiator, took the lead in rule by law, in the pursuit of knowledge, and in the expressions of culture. And what happened happened as a result of the resurrection. Because in the span of just a few hundred years, a band of seemingly insignificant believers, well, they succeeded in changing an entire empire. And that was not just through fierce devotion to the Great Commission, but rather through faithful dedication to the Great Commandment. It was not just by saving souls, but it was by redeeming minds. As has been well said, if you win the whole world and you lose the mind of the world, you will soon discover that you haven't won the world at all. Indeed, it may turn out that you've actually lost the world. So my question to everyone listening in today is, where does that leave us? A day in which we stand in the shadow of the Bible, a day in which we yet benefit from its blessings but are blithely unaware of its source, a day in which we have more Bibles than at any other time in human history, a day in which you can go to church color-coordinated with your Bible and yet remain strangely unaware of what is divinely etched in its pages. Well, it leaves us on the cusp of a civilization that, like the Roman Empire, is either poised for ruin or ready for revival. And you, dear listener, not pagans, but you, are the deciding factor. Pagans adequately exercise their job description. They're pagan. The question is, are we exercising our job description? The description is being an ambassador for Jesus Christ. And the truth is, most of us have failed in that commission. We remain secret agents, not ambassadors for Jesus Christ, secret agents who have never blown our cover before the unregenerate world. And make no mistake, we are either going to drift into the spiritual malaise of a biblically bankrupt Europe, or we're going to experience revival like that of the persecuted church in China. And you will ultimately be the difference maker, not as an individual, but as part of a member of the body of Christ. And therefore, my challenge to you today is to stand shoulder to shoulder with the Christian Research Institute in the battle for life and truth. I'm asking you to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team today. I did the same thing yesterday, and so many people responded. Steve in Texas, Tim in New England, Ernest in California, Brenda in Iowa, Katrina in Missouri, Melinda in Indiana, David in Pennsylvania, Jeremy in Kansas, and I could go on and on. Before I came into the studio, I signed or personalized so many books to so many listeners that are now standing with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. And I mentioned this on the Bible Answer Man broadcast yesterday. When we think of life, the value of life is being eroded on both ends. Euthanasia on one end, abortion on the other. And life is the foundation of human civilization, and on that foundation are the building blocks of marriage, of church, of government. And unless we stand against the assaults on those basic building blocks of human civilization, our civilization, like the Roman Empire, will crumble and fall. It's not a matter of might or could, or maybe sometime in the future, it will fall. In fact, it is crumbling before our very eyes. Just reading in the newspaper that since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down part of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act last summer, just last summer, not a single federal judge has ruled in favor of state same-sex marriage bans. Think about that. Not one single federal judge. We are losing the culture wars because we are ill-equipped. And that is the mission of the Christian Research Institute. Our mission is to equip you to think not only Christianly, but to live your life as imitators of Jesus Christ. This is not about escape, it's about engagement. One of the problems in the church is escape mentality. We think in terms of, well, we're going to be raptured, the Jews are going to be killed, and then Jesus Christ will come back after the Great Tribulation and will live in a semi-golden age for 1,000 years. So we're going to escape the horror, so why do anything about it? But escape mentality is not what we are called to. We are called to engagement mentality. And to engage means to see multiplied millions of people equipped to communicate what they believe, why they believe, and in whom they have believed. It means to change the Christian culture from a conversion-oriented mentality to one focused on discipleship, and to recognize that as participants in the kingdom, we're being called to know the truth and to seek to live as Jesus Christ himself lived. Again, we're asking people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team in a campaign called Shoulder to Shoulder, Standing Together in the Battle for Life and Truth. The value of this ministry is seen in so many echelons of society. I want to play a clip of Paul Meyer. Dr. Paul Meyer is a professor of ancient history, and he has been on the Bible Answer Man broadcast many, many times as a historian, a novelist, and a brilliant intellect. This is what he has to say about this one-of-a-kind ministry.
This is Dr. Paul Meyer, a friend of Hank Hanegraaff and the Bible Answer Man program. Let me tell you, I deeply appreciate the whole CRI network and everything that you people do, and very, very glad to register my own personal appreciation for how your broadcast and how your whole organization has advanced the cause of Christianity and also helped me personally. I find that unlike so many strident voices today in the religious panorama across our nation, that the Bible Answer Man is one that is truly biblical. It's solid Christianity. It's centrist Christianity. It doesn't veer off to overemphases in one area and underemphases in others. It isn't enthralled to the prophecy mania, for example. It just steers a steady course through the very central message of Scripture, and I appreciate that. And also Hank's marvelous emphasis not only on faith, but fact, his concern that Christianity can be so beautifully proven also by the secular evidence on the outside that corroborates what's inside the Bible. So I commend you to your wonderful work. By all means, keep up the great work, because you are needed for this particular hour in the history of the church.
And again, as you listen to Dr. Paul Meyer, this is why we're asking you today, just as we did yesterday, to stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. You can join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team online at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion. You can talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Again, that's 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Or you can simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. But if you write to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, let us know in the letter that that is what you're intending to do, and one of our resource consultants will contact you directly. So give us the information so that we can contact you. We're going to go to break in just a few moments, but as we go to break, again, I want to recognize the many people who are joining the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. I'm thinking right now of a book I personalized to Bill in Kansas, Amy in Iowa, Jeremy in Kansas, Jeffrey in Washington, Fabian in Missouri, Karam, North Carolina, Kent, New England, Sandy, New Mexico, and there are many, many more who likewise are standing with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. Another one of those standing shoulder to shoulder with us, Lee Strobel, is one of the great apologists of our day. I remember fondly the day that I was able to feature his book, Case for Christ, which has touched the lives of so many people. Here's what Lee Strobel has to say.
I remember so clearly when I was a young Christian, turning on my car radio. It was at 7 o'clock back then in the evening as I'd be driving home, and listening to the Bible Answer Man. And I would listen to Hank, and I would get so many great insights into how I could respond to similar questions that would come my way in my life. And I was on the sidelines. I was on the periphery. I wasn't involved. And then there came a day when I said, wait a minute, I believe in defining and defending the gospel of Jesus Christ. How can I best do that in this world? One way I can do that is get behind organizations and ministries that have the same values, and that is the biblical value of helping people define what the gospel is and to defend it against counterfeit Christianity, against all of the cults, against world religions, against everything else that's pulling people in other directions. And so I took that step and said, hey, you know, so I raised my hand and said, I want to be involved with this.
Again, Lee Strobel, he is the author of so many bestsellers, including The Case for Christ. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how Hosea's words are echoing through the corridor of time. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Once again, as we go to break, remember how significant it is for you to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web, or just talk to one of our resource consultants. That's 888-7000 and the letters CRI. We'll be right back.
To ignore the danger of aggression is simply to invite it. We shall doom our children to a struggle that may take their lives. So spoke one of America's greatest World War II figures, General Omar Bradley. Although aggression in many parts of our world today, Syria, Crimea, Afghanistan, and Sudan, to name only a few, is blatantly physical, the greatest threat to Americans today is arguably spiritual. In fact, a relentless assault on life, truth, and even common decency is eroding the very foundations of a nation that was once a bright light to the world. Sadly, many Christians seem either to be surrendering the fort without firing a shot in defense, or simply slumbering through the conflict unaware of the moral threat. To take a stand for life and truth, as both are under attack, go online now to equip.org and make a generous gift today. That's equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will be right back after this. The widely quoted astrophysicist Michael Turner once commented on the remarkable fine-tuning of the universe with a smile. He said, "The precision is as if one could throw a dart across the entire universe and hit a bullseye 1 millimeter in diameter on the other side." Well, far from being insignificant, we are indeed a remarkably privileged species. The new documentary film, Privileged Species, How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life, investigates the special properties of carbon, water, and oxygen that make life possible. And it explores unique features of humans that make us a truly privileged species. To receive your copy of Privileged Species on DVD as our thank you for your financial support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to further CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.
Hi, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Daily Bible Answer Man broadcast, reminding you of the words of G.K. Chesterton, who said that the true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. And I'm not sure I've ever heard a better description of the spirit of the Christian Research Institute's ministry partners than that. We do not see secularists and atheists as enemies, but rather as prisoners of war. If you're serious about making your mark in today's raging battle for truth, don't be content with simply being a weekend warrior. Consider enlisting as a member of the Bible Answer Man monthly support team and know that your stand for truth will be felt by multitudes. So call 888-7000-CRI right now. Again, that's 888-7000-CRI.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max McLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Paul said to Timothy, watch your life and doctrine closely, persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Biblical illiteracy has reached alarming proportions in the United States and even around the world. And in tandem with that, biblical truth and morality are increasingly under attack by militant secularists. And as such, the ministry of the Christian Research Institute has never been more crucial than at this very moment. Never before in U.S. history have the assaults on truth and Christian values been so great, and never before has the average Christian been so incapable of rationally defending both. Let me give you a couple of examples. I want to make this concrete for you. Here's Richard Dawkins. He's being interviewed by Ben Stein, and he is reading his bestseller, The God Delusion.
The God of the Old Testament is arguably the most unpleasant character in all fiction. Jealous and proud of it. A petty, unjust, unforgiving control freak. A vindictive, bloodthirsty ethnic cleanser. A misogynistic, homophobic, racist, infanticidal, genocidal, filicidal, pestilential, megalomaniacal, sadomasochistic, capriciously malevolent bully.
We're not just talking about anybody here. We're talking about perhaps the most significant evolutionist on the planet today, who is overtly calling God a capriciously malevolent bully. And we think that that cannot be topped, but it can. Bill Maher, a mega superstar on television and in venues throughout the world, has the temerity to call the creator of the universe a psychotic mass murderer.
But the thing that's really disturbing about Noah isn't the silly. It's that it's immoral. It's about a psychotic mass murderer who gets away with it, and his name is God. Genesis says God was so angry with himself for screwing up when he made mankind so flawed, that he sent the flood to kill everyone, men, women, children, babies. What kind of tyrant punishes everyone just to get back at the few he's mad at?
And I play that clip to underscore the reality that we have to be able to give an answer. People are being impacted by these words, by these sentiments. And without an answer, people think there is no answer. Now, this is not about force-feeding anyone, but it is about being equipped, always ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. Again, that is what we do at the Christian Research Institute. We're impacting the lives of people worldwide, and it's why we're asking you to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team online at equip.org. Or you can talk to one of our resource consultants. Remember that number, because resource consultants are standing by as we speak, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Some of you will join at $25 a month, and some $50 and some $100, but the real point is many people standing together. And we're praying that someone out there that God has richly blessed will recognize that this ministry is not a nicety. It is an ontological imperative at this particular epoch in time. I think about Bill Maher, who we just played, teaming up with Bill Nye the Science Guy, a megastar as well, in the public square. And here they are on television demonstrating that they do not have the vaguest idea of how to read literature, much less the Bible.
I read that you were in, I think it was Texas, and you quoted Genesis about, and Genesis, something like God made two great lights, the sun and the moon. And you pointed out to the crowd that the moon, of course, is not a light itself. It's just reflecting the light off the sun. And they threw a fit and stormed out of the room.
A woman grabbed her kids by the wrists and took them out.
Right.
Which was kind of cool, but also
But you
troubling.
Cannot see that and not know that religion is the enemy of science.
Oh,
and when
man.
People say we can reconcile science and faith, no, we can't.
And of course, that's Bill Maher and Bill Nye having a laugh fest, but really the laugh is on them. Perhaps the lady grabbed her child by the arm and pulled her out because of the asininity of what is being communicated by Bill Nye, the Science Guy. Obviously, anyone who can read literature knows that the language is anthropomorphic. It's a human construction. It is a way of God giving us the ability to understand things in language that is relatable. And obviously, we talk about the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. That doesn't mean we believe in geocentrism. We believe in heliocentrism, but we are using phenomenological language. And the Bible does this as well. Now, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, sees this as a way of discrediting the Bible, but in reality, he is being discredited because he doesn't know how to read literature. But while we're pointing the finger at Bill Nye and underscoring the fact that the laugh is really on him, I don't want to fail to recognize something very, very important, and that is many Christians themselves do not know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. And therefore, while Bill Nye and Bill Maher are making a mockery of Christianity, they are crickets. They are silent. They have no response. We must have a response. Again, this is why we're asking you to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team we've set 2 days apart to enlist you to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. Some of you can give $25 a month. Some of you can give much, much more, multiples of that. But the real issue is many people standing together, making a difference for not only time, but also for eternity. Myron in Kansas, Dietrich in Canada, Stephen in Missouri, David in Alabama, Danny in Texas. So many people calling to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can do so by talking to our resource consultants, 888-7000 in the letter CRI. Again, that's 888-7000 in the letters CRI. The quickest way to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team is to simply go online at equip.org. And I do pray that many of you, even as you're listening to the broadcast, are doing that very thing even as I speak. There are so many other examples of the virulent atheism today. I think of the spiritual terrorism of Bart Ehrman. He's a distinguished professor of religious studies at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, right in our backyard. And this is what he has to say about the Bible. Says Ehrman, it is not only hopelessly contradictory, but a dangerous book to believe. Why? Because, says Ehrman, the copyists were motivated by anti-Semitism. And, says Ehrman, the original writings were forged. This is a prestigious professor at a prestigious university. And he goes on to say that in the beginning, his students, multitudes of kids, many from Christian homes. In the beginning, his students hang on. They want to believe in the Bible. But in the end, says Ehrman, virtually all of them fall. And it doesn't matter whether they come from a secularist home or a Christian home. They fall. Why? Because they've fallen for the skin of the truth stuffed with a lie, and they don't know the difference between the skin and the lie. It's time for us to learn discernment skills, and that is precisely what the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute is intended to do, teach people discernment skills so that they're ever ready to give an answer or reason for the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect. Again, you can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team and our shoulder-to-shoulder standing together in the battle for life and truth online at equip.org, or when you talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Let's take a phone call. Ryan in Washington. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Hank. How are you doing?
Good. Nice to have you on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a testimony about being able to share the Bible with my 17-year-old nephew, who I believe is on the verge of getting saved. I've been using the Bible Answer Book and the Creation Handbook and some of your other books to help me witness to him over the past 3 years, and he was an atheist, and now he's reading the Bible daily, and he's listening to your broadcasts every day, and he has a lot of questions, so I just wanted to thank you for equipping me with, you know, the resources, and I just, listening to your broadcasts as well has allowed me to, you know, be a more of a bold witness for Christ, and having, you know, an answer for most questions that people ask me. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for calling in. I know that's an encouragement to many of the people that are listening in right now. You know, as the attacks on the biblical worldview become ever more virulent, the only antidote is to continue equipping committed believers to counter all such pretensions with gentleness and with respect. Again, as I said, to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, is not optional, it's axiomatic. And as we continue to expand our footprint through social media channels on the internet, we are also in the embryonic stages of expanding our publications department. For many years, the Christian Research Institute has maintained very lean operations. But now, we acutely realize that if we are to continue to strengthen and expand our vitally needed outreach, we must increase the thrust of our organizational engines. Otherwise, the power-to-weight ratio will remain constant, and we could tragically be condemned to inconsequential incrementalism at a time when the needs of Christians in our world are calling instead for a bold breakthrough. And that is what we're asking for when we ask you to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth, a bold breakthrough. You can join online at equip.org, or you can talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 and the letters CRI.
Some of the more memorable words he ever penned, C.S. Lewis once said, "Enemy-occupied territory, that is what this world is." Christianity is the story of how the rightful king has landed, you might say landed in disguise, and is calling us to take part in a great campaign of sabotage. As dozens of spiritual and moral indicators make increasingly clear each and every day, the American church is surrendering hard-won ground to the forces of secularism and atheism. The sad and alarming truth is that enemy-occupied territory is expanding, not because Christians have stood their ground and lost, but because they have failed to stand at all, and priceless land has simply been forfeited. The good news is that growing numbers of Christians are painfully awakening to these brutal realities. They are discovering that unless we join together to mount a great campaign of sabotage, to use Lewis's words, our children and grandchildren will reap the exceedingly bitter harvest of our indifference and apathy. To enlist in a growing army of committed Christians willing to take a stand for life and truth, go online now to equip.org. By standing shoulder to shoulder with us, your voice and your values can be amplified 1,000-fold. Again, go to equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back after the break.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Hi, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Daily Bible Answer Man broadcast. In The Lord of the Rings, Faramir passionately says that he did not love the bright sword for its sharpness or the arrow for its swiftness, nor the warrior for his glory, but only that which they defend. Like Faramir, my great love and our struggle together for truth is not for the weapons and tools of battle, but for what they defend, our faith, biblical truth, and ultimately our freedoms. Today, as the very notion of biblical truth is under siege, we do well to heed the call to battle as our future depends on it. To become part of the team committed to turning the tide, simply go to equip.org. and you can become a member of the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. Again, that's equip.org. Equip, EQUIP.org.
Bill Nye, the science guy, professes, "I'm insignificant. I'm just a speck of sand. And the Earth is another speck. The Sun is another speck, and the galaxy another speck. I'm just a speck on a speck orbiting a speck among other specks in the middle of specklessness. I suck." Well, far from being insignificant, what the scientific evidence really suggests is that human life is the intended outcome of exquisitely fine-tuned parameters in the physics and chemistry of our universe. All this is explained in Discovery Institute's documentary film, Privileged Species: How the Cosmos is Designed for Human Life. To receive your copy of Privileged Species on DVD as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. To a true freedom fighter, there is a thought more chilling than losing a critical battle. It's running out of ammunition and not being able to defend what is more precious to him than life itself. As I survey the battlefield today and contemplate the ever-mounting assaults on biblical truth, my mind irresistibly turns not only to our ability as Christians to hold our ground, but to reclaim precious ground lost to a rising tide of secularism. Yet whether we're holding ground or advancing into occupied territory, the prayers and financial support of our ministry partners are the ammo that make the fight possible. Without your support, a genuine advance is unthinkable. With your support, we can turn the tide. To help ensure our readiness for the battles we will encounter in the days ahead, and to help us ensure that you are equipped to defend biblical truth, call 888-7000-CRI now. That's 888-7000-CRI. Let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
You know, it has been well said by George Orwell, the further society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I have faced that reality full on. And I make no apologies because I am never going to do what is politically expedient or politically correct. because if I did, there would be no value in me doing the Bible Answer Man broadcast, nor would there be value in me being president of a research organization. A safe zone, if you will. We live in an age in which internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on. And there has to be that safe zone. Information that is not based on script torture, the torture of scripture, sophistry, selling, or sensationalism, but rather information that you can trust. And let me tell you how concerned I am about truth. If we make a mistake, we will communicate that, because truth matters. And more than that, life matters. And if we are imitators of Christ, we must be not only correct, but humble and contrite, demonstrating that our lives ultimately document the testimony of our lips. So many people have written in testimonials, and so many more have called them in. One of them is a Bible teacher named Kathy Taylor, her husband a pastor. I wonder if you hear Kathy's testimony regarding the significance of the Christian Research Institute.
Hi, my name is Kathy Taylor. I just wanted to extol Hank Hanegraaff. He's been a good friend of my husband and I, Wayne, and Kathy Taylor up here at Calvary Fellowship for over 20 years. He's loved my kids. He's always been a source of great encouragement, and especially his ministry on the Bible Answer Man show has just woven itself into the very fabric of our ministry and our words. And when you're in the ministry like we've been for 35 years, you're constantly face-to-face with false doctrine. And it rears its ugly head in many different ways, but I think the most insidious false doctrine that's crept into the American church is the health and wealth prosperity doctrine. And the way that Hank has systematically disproved the prosperity doctrine in his books and in his answers on the Bible Answer Man and in his writings has helped us so much in confronting it. And I just couldn't be more thankful and grateful that we have a friend behind the Bible Answer Man, Mike, who is willing to speak truth. He speaks truth in love. He speaks it strongly. And he presents all the evidence scripturally to back up his stance. So, Hank, I couldn't appreciate and love you more.
Again, Kathy Taylor, a Bible teacher, along with her husband, Wayne. They are the leaders in Calvary Chapel, a very, very difficult area of the world there in Washington, and the state of Washington. And it is a very, very difficult place to do ministry, but they're doing it admirably. And I appreciate their encouragement so much. And again, the reason we play these testimonials is to encourage you to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. That has been our goal over the last couple of days, and we're now in the final minutes of doing that. You can give $25 or multiples of that, but please take the opportunity, take the step of becoming a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member, demonstrating that you're standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can join online in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. That's EQUIP.org. Or you can talk to one of our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. One of our great presidents, President Theodore Roosevelt, said that every thinking man, when he thinks, realizes that the teachings of the Bible are so interwoven with our whole civic and social life that it would be literally impossible for us to figure what life would be if those teachings were removed. We would lose almost all the standards by which we now judge both public and private morals, all the standards to which we, with more or less resolution, strive to raise ourselves. Again, that's President Theodore Roosevelt. How things have changed. Today, a president sits in the Oval Office who does not believe that the Bible is the infallible repository of redemptive revelation, who thinks that the interweaving of the Bible with our whole civil and social life would be, well, quite frankly, dangerous. This is what Barack Obama had to say.
Which passages of Scripture should guide our public policy? Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests slavery is okay, and that eating shellfish is an abomination? Or we could go with Deuteronomy, which suggests stoning your child if he strays from the faith? Or should we just stick to the Sermon on the Mount, a passage that is so radical that it's doubtful that our own Defense Department would survive its application?
Now, the implication of what you just heard is not very hard to mistake. The implication is God has not spoken. The Bible cannot possibly be divine. No God worthy of worship would teach that slavery is okay. For me, that would be a deal breaker. And what parent in his right mind would stone a child who strays away from the faith? And calling consumption of shellfish an abomination, well, that's just plain silly. And the Sermon on the Mount, way too radical. If God has spoken, says Obama, then followers are expected to live up to God's edicts, regardless of the consequences. And therefore, says Obama, to base our policy making on such commitments would be a dangerous thing. So here you have one president in one epoch of time saying it is completely unthinkable to take the teachings of the Bible out of our civil and social life, and another saying to interweave the teachings of the Bible into our civil and social life would be hazardous. In fact, the word he used was dangerous. But the real danger is a failure to apprehend the biblical message. That's the real problem. And that's a danger which has led to untold pain and tragedy. Think of devotees of the Watchtower Society who pay the ultimate physical price because they're refusing vaccinations, organ transplants, blood transfusions. Why? Because they don't know how to read the Bible for all it's worth or mine the Bible for all its wealth. I want to play a testimony from someone who grew up in the Watchtower organization and the impact of this ministry on that man's life. His name is Jonathan.
First, I just want to tell you thank you so much for everything that you do. I've had the opportunity to talk to you before once or twice, and at that time I also told you that your service that you provide on the radio single-handedly brought me out of growing up in the Watchtower organization. So thank you so much.
And again, Jonathan, when he talks about the Watchtower organization, is talking about the Jehovah's Witnesses. This is a cult. We have plainly and clearly called this organization a cult. Why do we call an organization like that a cult? Because this organization compromises the essentials of the historic Christian faith. An essential Christian doctrine. These are the very doctrines for which the martyrs shed their blood. They are foundational to the gospel. They're the line of demarcation between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults. Even as I was listening to that testimony by Jonathan, I was also thinking about a woman I wrote about in Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. She had migrated into the Word of Faith movement, and when a lump appeared in her breast, she purposed to deny the symptoms and thus rejected medical treatment. She thought she understood the Word of God, but like Obama, she was way off target. And this lady ultimately paid the price of her life. because she did not know how to read the Bible for all it's worth. And as we close out, shoulder to shoulder, standing together in the battle for life and truth, I want to underscore a salient point. It's one thing to say, I believe in the Bible, or to say emphatically, I believe that the Bible is God's Word. But the moment we say that, we are also obligated to know how to read God's Word. Most of the problems that I've delineated in this broadcast are a direct function of not knowing how to read the Word of God. Whether it's Obama saying that the Bible teaches slavery, or Bill Nye, the science guy, saying that God placed two lights in the sky when in fact he only placed one great light in the sky, the other was a reflector of light. It's a failure to read the Bible for all it's worth, to mine the Bible for all its wealth. When a woman refuses to take her medicine, it is a failure to read the Bible for all it's worth because she believed that taking medicine would be giving in to Satan's ploys, and denying symptoms would be exercising faith. So she had fallen for a prostitution of faith. All of that relates to knowing how to read the Bible for all it's worth. The upcoming years that God gives me, I'm committed to equipping God's people to think Christianly and to live as imitators of Jesus Christ. And I'm again asking you to join with me in the closing moments of our shoulder to shoulder standing together in the battle for life and truth. You can join with me. You can stand shoulder to shoulder with me by becoming a Bible Answer Man monthly support team member. The best way to do it is online at equip.org, equip.org. On the phone by talking to one of our resource consultants, the number 888-7000 and the letter CRI. Thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We look forward to seeing you next time with more of the show.
You've been listening to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Hi, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the daily Bible Answer Man broadcast, reminding you of the words of G.K. Chesterton, who said that the true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. And I'm not sure I've ever heard a better description of the spirit of the Christian Research Institute's ministry partners than that. We do not see secularists and atheists as enemies, but rather as prisoners of war. If you're serious about making your mark in today's raging battle for truth, don't be content with simply being a weekend warrior. Consider enlisting as a member of the Bible Answer Man monthly support team, and know that your stand for truth will be felt by multitudes. So call 888-7000-CRI right now. Again, that's 888-7000-CRI.
Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max McLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.